Blackstone Publishing presents When Winter Comes by V.A. Shannon. This book is read by Susanna Jones. Prologue. December 1859. Christmas Eve. Our parlor is decorated in readiness for the holiday. Twisted along the mantelshelf is a long skein of ivy, and in the hearth below, a fire of fragrant cedar logs blazes up. The golden-skinned winter apples that sit in a blue dish at my elbow mingle their scent with the spicy fragrance of the little evergreen tree over in the corner of the room. Jacob dug it up yesterday and has planted it in a wooden pail. Beneath its branches, the children have set out their shoes in a neat row, three sets of them filled with flowers, in the certain expectation that St. Nicholas will come in the night and exchange the flowers for gingerbread and oranges. Even Maggie, who at 12, nearly 13, considers herself vastly grown up, and who knows that the gingerbread boys I made yesterday in our kitchen are the same gingerbread boys that will make their way into those shoes, and that jovial St. Nick is really just her gray-beard old pa, has shined up her good leather boots in readiness. After the girls had finally gone to their beds, chattering and laughing and declaring that they would stay awake and creep downstairs at midnight to catch St. Nick at his work, Jacob and I set to and decorated the tree so that it would be a surprise in the morning. Clipped to every branch is a tin holder with a candle waiting to be lit, and a little carved animal hanging from a string. Pigs and horses, ducks and rabbits and bears. There are angels, too, and stars and hearts. Jacob has whittled these in the evenings, using scraps of wood left over from his work. My husband is a craftsman, making chairs and cupboards and tables that sell in Sacramento and Yuba, and even as far away as some of the fine shops in the big towns on the coast. This is my life now. The Christmas tree and the evergreens on the hearth. The three little pairs of shoes with their oranges and gingerbread. The gifts sent from Jacob's family back in the old country, waiting to be unwrapped and exclaimed over after breakfast in the morning. And across the room, Jacob asleep in his big chair, his hands folded across his chest, which rises and falls with the slow rumble of his breathing. On the table before me is my journal, given to me by my husband this very evening. I cannot say it is a welcome gift, though it is a beautiful thing, bound in green leather with a little silver lock. There is a matching key on a silver chain that Jacob put round my neck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?